Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Get What's Yours for Medicare, Maximize Your Coverage, Minimize Your Costs, by Philip Moeller, performed by James Foster. This audiobook includes a PDF of charts and a glossary that accompanied the print edition. If you have purchased an audio CD version, look for the PDF on a separate disc. It appears as an additional file if you have purchased an MP3 CD or MP3 download version. One. No One Told Me. Glenn didn't retire until he turned 70 in 2010. He and his wife Margie were covered until then by his employer's health plan. Glenn read the annual Medicare and You Guide put out by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. His clear understanding from the guide was that he had been automatically enrolled in Medicare since he turned 65. This was not true. Glenn made a big Medicare mistake by not asking anyone to confirm his understanding. In fact, Glenn had no Medicare coverage as of 2010. Neither did Margie, but they didn't know this. No One Told Me is a scary, cautionary Medicare tale that could be the subtitle of this book. It is repeated in countless calls for help from people like Glenn and Margie, not their real names, to Medicare consumer counselors and call center staffers around the country. And it is voiced even by people who consider themselves otherwise smart and well-informed. As it turns out, there can be little about Medicare that is automatic or clear or, especially in the midst of a medical emergency, logical or perhaps even fair. Despite widespread contrary beliefs, people are free never to get Medicare and can simply pay their own health bills without insurance. However, if you forego Medicare and later change your mind, there can be steep late enrollment penalties and many months may pass before Medicare insurance takes effect. Even for people who want health insurance, Medicare usually isn't even required at age 65, or indeed at any later age, so long as a person or their spouse is still working and has group health insurance coverage from a current employer. Social Security is supposed to send out Medicare cards to some people when they turn 65. Maybe it did send out a card to Glenn. Maybe he thought this meant he was covered. But this doesn't always happen, especially when a person is not yet
sample complete. Ready to continue?